This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, a new dawn for MUT senior leadership rallies behind institutional improvement plan. And bavelile abasolwa ngomkhonyovu wezincwadi zokuvakasha. The time is 1 minute half past one. Good afternoon. In a powerful demonstration of leadership, unit and commitment to excellence, Deputy Vice Chancellor of Teaching and Learning, Professor Marcus Ramakgael, recently convened a crucial senior management meeting to work on the institutional improvement plan aimed at responding to the Council of Higher Education's recommendations to enhance the institution's key functional areas, some of which are communication governance, financial management, human resource management, research, teaching and learning, student support, quality management, community engagement, and institutional support. What unfolded, however, was more than just a technical discussion. It became a reaffirmation of shared purpose, a defining message ring loud and clear. Khakazile Shinga gives us more about this.
Professor Ramakgael's positive energy reverberated throughout the sessions. From the moment the meeting began, it was clear that this was not just another compliance exercise. It was the beginning of the transformative journey. Professor Ramakgael's purpose-driven listening and inclusive facilitation style inspired confidence. Every contribution was met with affirmation, constructive reflection, and a tone that lifted the room. Delegates noted that he did not just lead, he guided, encouraged, and united. For MET Radio News, I am Khakazile Shinga.
In other news, abamangalelwa abayisikhombisa abavele enkantolo yezimali eThekwini ngezinsolo zomkhonyovu zincwadi zokuhambela amazwe. Abamangalelwa uMeli Philan, Trevor Zacadlamini, uThandiwe Pretty Khwela, Zimi Anita Shange, Fumani Hlayisi, Bongiwe Kubheka, Lindokuhle Bongomusa Mpanza, Nolungisani Siyanda Mzobe. Babhekene namacala okukhwabanisa ukuphula umthetho 68 ka-1997 wokuhlinzekwa kosomabhizinisi ukuphula umthetho 13 ka-2002 njengokuchibiyelwa kwabokufika and corruption othinta okwemukela ukugwazelwa. Umbuso ukholwa ukuthi kunabantu abangabasebenzi bomnyango wezasekhaya abasebenza ngokubambisana nabanye abaqhuba ubugebengu. Kwafakwa izicelo zomgunyathi emahhovisi ahlukahlukene KwaZulu-Natal. Izicelo kuthiwa zazenziwe emahhovisi asevalile ebusuku ngezimpelasonto nangamaholidi. Izicelo zomgunyathi zazikhishelwa abokufika kuleli kungafanele futhi kwakungasetshenziswa iminingano yabantu baseNingizimu Afrika abanamabhizinisi kodwa abangenazo izincwadi zokuhambela amazwe. And finally,
and whenever I look up, I couldn't see the sky. Sometimes when I'm standing,
Arkel hospitalized after near fatal overdose in prison. Arkel was rushed to hospital after suffered a near fatal overdose in prison, according to a new filing by his attorney, Bill Bradley, the 58-year-old singer who is serving 30 years in a North Carolina prison for sex trafficking and racketeering, was placed in isolation on June 10 with his anxiety medication. After being given more medication by prison staff, he lost consciousness 3 days later and was taken to Duke University Hospital on 13 June. After 2 days under observation, he was taken back to his cell. The attorney shocking claimed that officers internationally gave him an amount of medication that could have killed him.
Downtown in a rush crowd and felt all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years and still no.
a recap of our top stories this hour. A new dawn for MUT senior leadership rallies behind institutional improvement plan. And bavelile abasolwa ngomkhonyovu wezincwadi zokuvakasha. This is all from me this hour. Catch the next news bulletins at 2 o'clock. Your MUT Radio News, I am Ntokozo Sibisi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.